Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Today is May 5th, 2023. Online Jummah services of the Nur Allah Islamic Center in Indianapolis, Indiana. The khatib today will be Brother Mustafa Abdullah. His topic will be dealing with mental health in today's society. We will play a short portion of chapter 18 of the Quran, and as he goes for his final steps of preparation for today. Again, the khatib is Brother Mustafa Abdullah. His topic is dealing with mental health in today's society. At this time now, we'll pay chapter 18 of the Quran.
Surah 18, Al-Kahf, The Cave. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate. Praise be to Allah, who has revealed to His servant the book devoid of all crookedness, an unerringly straight book meant to warn of a stern punishment from Allah and to proclaim to those who believe and work righteous deeds the tiding that there shall be a good reward, wherein they shall abide forever, and also to warn those who say Allah has taken to Himself a son, a thing about which they have no knowledge, neither they nor their ancestors. Dreadful is the word that comes out of their mouths. What they utter is...
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just trying to get our Facebook connected, but we have any problems right now, so we must go on with the Jummah. Again, to the believers, assalamu alaikum. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. I seek refuge with Allah from Satan, the cursed and rejected enemy of mankind. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. With the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Nasta'inuhu, nasta'firuhu. We say, you alone do we ask for help. You alone do we seek for forgiveness. Masafirahu, forgiveness. La Muslimin bihi azwajah. And we believe in you, O Allah. We believe in you. Azwajah, highly glorified is he, Allah. Nashhadu la ilaha illallah. Watahu la sharika lahu. We openly bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and there is none worthy of worship besides him. Nashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We bear witness that Muhammad is his slave, servant, and messenger, Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prayers and peace be upon him. Wa Allah Ali, wa sahaba, ajma'in, wa sahabat. And peace be upon his family and upon his companions and all of us, the righteous, wa sahabat. We say alhamdulillah, 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 rabbil alameen. Praise. Hamd. The perfect praise is for Allah. Allah is the owner of the praise. It originated with Allah. So when somebody give us thanks or praise, we give it back to Allah because that's where it originated at. The perfect praise is due to Allah. Said, thank you, brother. He said, alhamdulillah. Today, I called and checked on the email yesterday. He asked me to do the kutbah today. So you have to say yes. You have to say yes. Because he's asking you to do a service for Allah. And we want to please Allah. It will have me so nervous when I'm up here. Because I want to please Allah. So when the imam asks a task of me, the answer is yes. Then I say, inshallah. Yes. Because it will be pleasing to Allah. So I made dua and I asked Allah. I made the prayer of Moses. When Allah sent Moses to Pharaoh, he said, oh Allah, send my brother with me. Huh? Because of my speech, my impairment with my tongue. But we never heard, I never seen or never heard where Aaron spoke with Pharaoh. Moses did, right? So sending my brother with me got to mean more, right? That's my understanding. I never read where Aaron spoke when they went to Pharaoh. Moses spoke. So when he asked Allah to send his brother with him, popped in my mind. I told my wife, I said, you know, your shadow never leave you until when? Mm-hmm. Your shadow with you. Even when the sun go down, your shadow is with you. Mm-hmm. But when it's time to make salat, Brother Khalil, your shadow leave you if you don't go make salat. Your shadow go make salat. Right? So we have to pray and try to recognize and get an understanding of the Quran. Mm-hmm. Things are being revealed to us each and every day. So I want to share with y'all today what Allah put on my heart. We got so much mental health going on in our society, mental breakdown, spiritual breakdown. But that's where the mental breakdown come in at, because of the spiritual breakdown in our society. We've been taught as a society as a whole incorrectly. Right? And it's causing mental problems in our society. Mass shooting. Kids overdosing every day. Hundreds a day. Some being talked about. Some not being talked about. Right? And our neighborhood is not being talked about. It's a mental problem now. Excuse me. I get a little dry. Nervous when I'm before the believer. But I want to share Surah 2. Ayat 284-86. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. It says, the translation, it says, to Allah belong all that is in the heavens and on earth, whether you show what is in your minds or conceal it, right? Allah called you to account for it. He forgives whom he pleases, and he punishes whom he pleases. For Allah has power over all things. And I like reading that in there because it sounds so beautiful. It's a wallahu, Allah kulli shay'in kadir. We should practice that all the time. That should be on our tongues all the time. Wallahu, Allah kulli shay'in kadir. For Allah has power over all things. We'll talk about that some more. The messenger believes in what have been revealed to him from his Lord, as do men of faith, us. Each one of them believe in Allah, his angels, his books, and his messenger. We make no distinction between one and another of his messengers. And they said, we hear and we obey. We seek your forgiveness, our Lord, and to you is the end of all journeys. On no soul do Allah place a burden greater than it can bear. It gets every good that it earns, and it suffers every ill that it earns. And it says, pray, our Lord, condemn us not if we forget or fall into error. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden like that which you did lay on those before us. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden greater than we have strength to bear. Blot out our sins and grant us forgiveness. Have mercy on us, for thou art our protector. Help us against those who stand against faith. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Allah tells us in the Quran that our struggles, whatever Allah allow us to struggle with, we can handle it. But we got to know how to handle it. The mental problems that's going on in our society, the spiritual problems that's going on in our society. We see it in our salat when we make a salat. We say it five or more times a day, 10 times a day or more. In Al-Fatiha, we say, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. You alone we worship, and you alone we seek for help. Right? Problems that's going on. Some of us is challenged with these problems, but we don't recognize it as mental health, spiritual health. Some of us going through anxiety. Some of us having mental problems. But as a believer, Allah gives us the answer in the Quran. Right? Allah gives us the answer. We need help as a society, and we know we need help. But what are we doing to help ourselves and help those around us? When Brother Mustafa up in front of the community and striving to do my best, I'll be praying to Allah that I inspire you to study, to dig into what I'm saying. The believer knows where to get the help from. All help come from Allah. Nobody outside could help us. Allah gives us the help. We hear people saying all the time, man, it's all bad. It's more bad than good. We know that's a lie. That's a lie. They just ain't looking for the good. Most people are looking for the bad. When you watch the news, it's just bad, bad, everything, bad, everything. Nothing good is on the news to inspire people to want to seek the forgiveness and mercy of Allah. You don't hear me talking about that on the news. Something good happened on the news. This brother got this award or that award for doing something good in the community. Every now and then you hear that. But they're not looking for the good, but the believers see the good. We see the good. They only see bad because they're not looking for the good. We should look for the good things, right, in Allah's creation. Tayyibati, the good things. Tayyibati, good things. The Kaira, good. The Quran tells us Allah only creates that which is good. The Kaya. A Tayyibat is another thing, another word for Tayyibat, for good things, okay? The way we approach things, the Imam shared this with us, the way we approach Allah's creation, you can get the Kaya or you can get the Shah, right? So we have to approach these things in that way, looking for the good out of it. Even when we speak to people and talk to them, we should see the good in them, right? Excuse me. It tells us. Allah tells us to seek the good in this life and in the hereafter. I want to enlighten us on both and share something that can help us, inshallah. Allah gives us all we need in the Quran. We ask Allah for help. We say, Yaka na'budu wa yaka nasta'in. We worship Allah. We have to get that established first. The worship of Allah alone. We say, La ilaha illallah, watahu la shirika lahu, lahu muk, lahu hamdu, yuhi wa yumitu, wahu wa ala kulli shay'in qadir. We said there is no God but Allah. He has no partners, no associates. Shirk. Don't commit shirk. Lahu muk, lahu hamdu. For to Allah is the dominion, and for him is the praise. Right? He said Allah is the giver of life and death. You see why you need to. Right? Wahu wa ala kulli shay'in qadir. For Allah has power over all things. We have to constantly say that. If we want to get out of these mental conditions, spiritual conditions that society is going through, we have to constantly keep dhikr on our tongue. Right? Constantly keep dhikr on our tongue. When you're striving or struggling through a situation, believers, you have to say, La hawla la quwwata illa billah. There's no strength or might except with who? Allah. La hawla la quwwata illa billah. We have to constantly keep dhikr on our tongue. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah wa lahu akbar. Glory be to Allah. The perfect praise is for Allah. There is no God but Allah. And Allah is greater than anything we can imagine. Right? This is what we have to constantly do, believers. To stay on the Siratul Mustaqim. Dhikr to Allah. When we're going through those struggles, those difficulties, when you see somebody else going through those struggles and those difficulties, we have to share with them. Sometimes I can be walking around, my wife says, what you say? I say, I'm making dhikr. Or I'm reciting Quran. Walking through the house. At work. Walking down the street. You know, you'll be in the store sometimes. Somebody speak to you or say something to you. You say, Alhamdulillah. Still say, Alhamdulillah. So he going to ask you, Brother Yahya, what you saying? He said, I said, a perfect praise be to Allah. I like that. Then you go on. You keep sharing. You think you're helping somebody else, but you're helping yourself. You plant your tree in paradise, right? In your heart, it makes you feel good in your heart when you're able to do da'wah, right? You going through work or you walking somewhere. And you say subhanAllah, or you reciting al-Fatiha. I recite al-Fatiha so much, sometimes I just be reciting it and don't even realize I'm reciting it because I want to keep the zikr on my tongue. This is what helped me with my mental issues. Yeah, I didn't believe in anxiety and all the mental issues that go in society. Till I got sick, till Allah put me in a position where I had to believe in. What you mean? You got anxiety. What you mean? You got insomnia. You can't sleep. You're not moving. It's true, my brothers and sisters. But we as believers know how to get through this. And we have to share it with society. The Quran tells us, call upon Allah by the most beautiful names, right? And we have to do this to make it in this society, in the life that we live in now, with all the craziness going on around us. Dhikr to Allah constantly. We have to, some of the surahs in the Quran, the way they end, it's a sign for us to remember that. Like the one I said, I like to say, Wallahi, Allah kulli shay'in qadir. Said Allah has power over all things. Some of the surahs are in Azizul Hakim, the mighty, the wise. Azizul Alim, the mighty, the all-knowing. You see what I'm saying? Somebody, when you get to the end of those ayahs and you see inspirations like that, try to bring that to your remembrance. Say the best thing is to remember is what? Allah. Dhikr to Allah. Right? Believers, this is what we should be doing. We should be celebrating the name of our Lord, the Supreme, right? It says, Fasibi, Bismi Rabbika al-Azim. Celebrate the name of your Lord, Supreme, Azim, or Supreme, or Great, or Mighty, right? It tells us to call upon Allah by the most beautiful name. That dhikr, we can win through. It said, La ilaha illallah will bring you out of the pits of hell. You can be going through some difficult times. Somebody could have been made you mad, Brother McHale. He said, La ilaha illallah. It calms you all the way down. You won't fight at first, but you start making dhikr to Allah because you don't want to get in trouble. You don't want to handle it that way. You want to be patient with people, and you don't want to get yourself in trouble, right? So we continue to make dhikr. It tells us, you know, David, say he had 5 stones. I know Brother McHale did a clip on me. Say he had 5 stones, right? But he only used one. La ilaha illallah. And he knocked the giant out, right? So when we're going against those giant problems, those big problems, those things that we think so big and so great, they're not that big if we remember Allah. Allah said, always bring him into remembrance, bro. Always. Even when you're going to the restroom, seek refuge in Allah. Right? To protect you from whatever in there that's not clean. Right? So I would be like, Bismillah. I go in there with Allah on my mind, on my heart, on my soul, then Allah going to protect me while I'm in the restroom, especially those public restrooms. Excuse me. Again, it says us to call upon Allah by the most beautiful names. We have the 99 attributes of Allah. I just love some days I go to Al-Qudus. Ya Al-Qudus. Ya Al-Qudus. Ya Al-Bari, the maker. Ya Al-Musawir, the fashioner. Allah give us fashion, right? Ya Al-Wahhab, the bestower, right? So Allah bestows upon us without measure, right? We have to remember, brothers, when we study in the Quran, you read it in the Quran. We ask Allah to grant us from what? From his own presence. And when we're praying, it's good to make Allah pray, but when you're making dua, we ask Allah to grant to us from his own presence as we're standing right before Allah. Give it to us, you know, hand to hand, right? When we ask Allah in our Fatiha, we ask Allah to guide us. Some translations say show us the straight way, right? But we ask Allah to guide us. If I show you, Brother Khalil, I can say it's over there. But if I guide you, I can grab you by your hand and guide you. That's what we're asking Allah for, from his own presence. So these issues that we're going through as a society, we have to help those around us. You know, I know it's like singing to the choir. Because I know you brothers are studying, right? You sisters are studying. But dhikr I had to remind you. Because it said reminder benefits the reminder, right? It benefits you. Allah tells us through the Quran, dhikr. It means remember, but it also means to remind them. Remind the believers. And that's what I'm striving to do here today, to remind you to make dhikr to Allah so we won't go through those mental problems that society is going through. We're going to have some struggle, but when we start the struggling, we remember back, right? SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Alhamdulillah. Spend some extra time on that prayer rug in the morning after you make Fajr prayer. Spend 5-10 minutes on that rug zikking to Allah. It benefits you. The hadith said, if I remember correctly, that the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she needed some help around the house. And she asked Rasulullah, you know, give me one of your maids to help me around the house. And he said, no. He said, make dhikr to Allah. Well, he said, that's what that 33 times subhanAllah, 33 times alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, right? So we have to remember that, brothers and sisters. Dhikr benefits us. Remembering Allah benefits us. It builds our soul. It builds our strength. And we seeking to please Allah. I remember the song in the church, and one of my favorite songs. It said, I want to be in the number when all the saints go home. I want to be in that number around the throne, right? This is how we get there, believers. Don't be selfish and keep this to yourself. Share this with people that you come around. Some societies we get in, and if they not Muslim, if they haven't taken their shahada, they don't share things with them. They don't share. So he's not a Muslim. We can't let him know that. No. This is God's gift to you. How can you not share it? You don't know. Allah might make them believers later on. Right? We have to share what we have, brothers and sisters. If we don't share it, we're going to be charged for it. We're going to be asked why. Because most of the time, the one you're sharing with, you think you're helping them, you're helping yourself, brother. We are helping ourselves when we share Al-Quran with other people, even if they're not Muslim. This is a great community here in New Orleans. And I ain't just talking about the 15, 20 people you see sitting on the floor. Our community is bigger than that, right? We got a community of people that love you a lot, right? People that don't even live in Indianapolis support you a lot. We don't see it all, but it's happening. We're growing. We're getting bigger and better. We have to start inviting people out to you a lot. And we do it with hikmah, with wisdom. He said, invite people to all that is good. We know Al-Islam is good. Allahu Akbar. Al-Islam is good. It's good for you and it's good to you. Right? That's the power. Good to you and good for you. So we have to call up on Allah by these most beautiful names. We have to share Al-Qudus, the Holy One. As-Salam, the source of peace. Azizul Hakim, we have to share this, brothers and sisters. So get that on your tongue, day in and day out, night, laying down, going to sleep. The best way to go to sleep is dhikr to Allah. Sleep peacefully. None of those bad dreams. Why? Because you got Allah on your mind, right? So I pray and hope that what I have shared with you about the remembrance of Allah will benefit you and benefit me, because I'm going to continue to praise and glorify Allah. Oh Allah, grant us good in this life and grant us good in the life to come and protect us from the fires of sin. Amen. Allah here, Rahman Rahim. I will be letting me that shit turn me back to him. Once again, believers, assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, 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 Rabbil Alameen. Part two of the Kutbah is dealing with things that's going on in the community. And I'm going to share one of my favorite series with you all, because I just love the way it started out. But I mentioned that our community is bigger than what we see here in New Orleans. Last week I had a chance to go with the imam. He was speaking, had a speaking engagement at the church. And to see the acceptance that the imam had at this church, to see the minister, lady minister, hold up his book, The Man Behind the Man, and introduce it to the community. Okay? To ask them, to got it in their bookstore in the church to buy. They can buy this. We got support, believers. We got support. New Allah is bigger than what we see here. So why? Because we uswa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We follow his uswa. We say la ilaha illallah first. No God but Allah. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We follow the teachings of Imam W.D. Muhammad. He makes the Quran plain to us. He explained things to us over almost 40-something years, 30-something years, explaining to us what these things mean, making us follow it our way out to his logical conclusion. So in part two of the Kutbah, I would like to share Surah 87, because it's a reminder. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. It says, Sabihisma rabbikal a'la. Glorify the name of your guardian Lord Most High. This is what we've been inspired to do. Zikr, right? It says, Alladhi khalaqa fasawwa, who created and further given order and portion. Allah has given us order, right? Believe in the oneness of Allah. La ilaha illallah, right? It says, make salat, right? Give zakat. Fast during the month of Ramadan. And fast part of the year, sometimes during the year. You find some believers fasting, you know, 3 days a week or 3 days a month, right? Make hajj if you can in a lifetime, right? So Allah has given us order in proportion. Walladhi qaddara fahada. And who has ordained laws and granted guidance, right? So have that guidance. Walladhi akhraja mar'a. And who bringeth out the green and lustrous pastures? Faja'allahu dutha'an ahwa. And then do make it the swati stubble. By degrees shall we teach thee to declare the message so that thou shalt not forget. See, one of the hadith said, when Jibreel, Allah be pleased with Jibreel, would recite the Quran to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would try to recite with him, and he would recite. Allah said, be patient. We're going to teach you this by degrees. And you won't forget it, O Muhammad. Check the hadith out. Look behind me. It says that. forgive me, believers. I'm nervous, and I have to wet my mouth. Please forgive me. And I ask a lot of forgive me. It says, Ila Masha Allah, except as Allah wills. Ila Masha Allah, innahu yaklamu jahra wa ma yakfa. For he knoweth what is manifest and what is hidden. Wanuk yasiruka lil yusra. And we will make it easy for thee to follow the simple path. For that kir in the fire of tizikra. Therefore, give warning, admonition. That's what it says. Give admonition in case the admonition profits the hearer. Warn them. Let them know what Allah is sharing, giving you here, Muhammad. To warn them. The admonition will be received by those who reverence Allah. Now, if they don't reverence Allah, they won't get it. But if they reverence Allah, right? Some translations say fear, what it says here. But we know it means the reverence. You don't want to displease Allah. Those that don't want to displease Allah, they'll get what the prophet is sharing here. It says, Wayatajanibuhal Ashkar. But it would be avoided by those most unfortunate ones. Alladi Yaslanaril Kubra, who will enter the great fire. Tumala Yamutu Fiha Wala Yahya. In which they would neither die nor live. Huh? I won't be in that position. That they would neither die nor live. Whew, that's hard. Qadaflaha men the zakkai. But those will prosper who purify themselves. Purify ourselves. Give us the cat. Purify the soul. And the zakat, this ain't monetary, right? It's what I just shared with you in the first part of the kutbah. Zikr and sharing it with those. They ask you, what you said, brother? Well, you say, Alhamdulillah. Thank you for coming to work today, Brother Khalil. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. Alhamdulillah, brother, what you talking about? I just said, praise be to Allah. Because if it wasn't for Allah, I couldn't come to work. If it wasn't for Allah, I couldn't do whatever I did for you, right? So the praise go back to Allah. Allah owns the praise. He said, Wadak, they go to the book again. Wadak Karasma Rabbihi Fasala. And glorify the name of thy God and your Lord and lift their hearts in prayer. Make salat. Fasala. Bal tu diru nal hayawa tadunya. Nay, behold, you prefer the life of this world, the dunya. In the high delicies to fi ulah, to fi Ibrahim wa Musa, sallallahu alaihi. It said, but the hereafter is better, the akira is better, right? And this is in the earliest books, right? This is what the Quran is telling us, the book of Abraham and the book of Musa, right? So how would our book read, brothers and sisters, when our life is over with? When our children and grandchildren, nieces and nephews, cousins, uncles, and aunties telling our story? Huh? We said we always found that brother dickering, making some life. We always found that brother trying to help somebody, giving the cat, right? We always found that brother sharing what Allah blessed him with. The substances that Allah give us, we are sharing, believers. And it's not always monetary, right? Share what you know. I used to tell you, man, I don't know what to teach on. To teach what you know. Teach what you know. And so when I made dua this morning, teach what I know. Zikr to Allah. Sabihisma rabbika Allah. Glorify your God and your Lord who has created you. created you from nothing, right? 55 years or some months ago, I went out, right? I don't know where I was, right? Over 55 years ago. I don't know where I'm going to be in 2 hours from now. Only Allah knows. So to prepare for that, I have to keep Allah on my tongue. I have to. You have to. You have to share it, believers. And I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. I hope you hear me saying it when you leave here. I hope it inspire you to keep this on your tongue, to keep Allah in remembrance. Allah tells us what in the Quran. Allah said, then do you remember me? I will remember you, right? Allah said he will remember us. Allah would say, Abraham, it tells us Abraham was a friend of Allah. That's what we should strive for, to be a friend of Allah, to be close to Allah. So Allah can say, oh, to the angels, Brother Khalil called my name in prayer today, right? And Allah can call your name to the angels, Brother Khalil, Brother Mikhail, Brother Bilal, all of our names, because what? We remembered Allah, and Allah remembered us amongst his friends, right? The angels and the prophets, the messengers. So let's get there, brothers and sisters. Let's get there together, right? Let's get there together. Let's get there around Allah's throne, the throne of authority. You know, when we were little kids, we thought of a throne like the king and queen throne or something. But no, the throne of authority. Allah has authority over all things. There's no strength or might except with Allah. Alhamdulillah. Ta'kami kisala.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم خير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سميع الله ولمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله ربنا لا تزيد كل ذنابه وحبنا منك ورحمة فيك أنت الوهاب الفاتحة الجامعة
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
تكبير الله أكبر تكبير
الله أكبر
Assalamu
alaikum. We want to continue to pray for the sick and sharing. The Imam is under the weather a little bit today, so we want to make dua for him. We'd like to grant him a speedy recovery. Stay tuned because Juma and he's driving to get better. Alhamdulillah. So please make him a sinner. Call out his name. And the sinner.
We want to begin by first pointing to some, I would say, notes of help or support to anyone who wants to study the Quran. And the first and most important of these notes